Track 8. When her job in the frenzied maelstrom of national and international news stopped her sleeping, Sarah Sands set out to find stillness, starting in her own garden and travelling across continents and centuries.
A flinty wall with circles of stone tracery where windows once let light into a nunnery are all that remains of Marham Abbey. It was destroyed and the nuns dispersed almost 500 years ago, but the quiet certainties of their life inspired a 21st century quest. The ruin stands in Sarah Sands' garden and at the heart of her search for stillness and peace. For years, as she whirled through her busy life, she was intrigued by the wall. Sarah edited the Sunday Telegraph and London Evening Standard before becoming editor of Radio 4's flagship Today programme. Her professional and social life is ceaseless and star-studded. At a single dinner, she meets the creator of Alexa, the inventor of Wikipedia, the founder of Carphone Warehouse. She moves in the same social circles as the Prime Minister. Jittery, unable to sleep or switch off from the ever-scrolling news cycle, she began researching the ancient wall in her garden and the monks and nuns who still choose to give up many of the things that she fills her life with. "There's a wisdom in the monasteries which answers the affliction of our times," she said. "Renouncing the world, the monks and nuns have acquired a hidden knowledge of how to live. They labour, they learn, and they master what is described as the interior silence." Searching for this interior silence for herself, she began researching the lives of the women who once lived at Marham Abbey. "I have a greater sense of how they lived, with frugality and faith, labouring under that great Norfolk sky," said Sarah. From Norfolk, she travelled to a Coptic desert community in Egypt, Buddhist retreats in the mountains of Japan and Bhutan, where the king turned happiness into a political project, and a monastery in Assisi, close to a castle where she had been a guest alongside Boris Johnson at a lavish house party hosted by Evgeny Lebedev. "I have a memory of a dishevelled Johnson chasing Evgeny's wolf, also named Boris, because it had eaten his computer dongle," she writes in her new book, The Interior Silence. This time she meets monks and visits countryside shrines where St. Francis preached. Her pilgrimage to 10 monasteries around the world included a night with the nuns at Quiddenham, near Attleborough. It was the home of the nun who found herself an unlikely art history television sensation. "Quiddenham still has the spirit of the late Sister Wendy Beckett," said Sarah. When Sister Wendy was asked in a media interview what the other nuns thought of her amazing fame and of being on television, she replied, "They feel sorry for me." When the pandemic hit, Sarah found herself confined, like the nuns, to Marham Abbey. She feels closer than ever to the women who lived here centuries ago, who kept sheep and pigs and planted so many cherry trees that the village was known as Cherry Marham until the 19th century. The abbey was founded in 1249 and closed by Henry VIII in 1536. Just a section of wall with two rose windows remains. A local story suggests that the last abbess was in league with a highwayman who robbed wealthy travellers before nuns arrived to nurse them back to health. The grateful patients would make generous donations, which were shared between the nuns and the robber. The legend has Sister Barbara walled up in the abbey and left to die from where she still haunts Marham. Or was the story propaganda for politicians determined to destroy the abbey? Sarah said, "Some guests have claimed to see a nun's ghost, but I never have." She and her husband have lived here for 10 years, but have been visiting Norfolk for decades. Sarah's brother, lyricist and cabaret performer Kit Hesketh Harvey, lives in Stoke Ferry near Downham Market, and their parents live in Swaffham. She left the Today programme in autumn 2020, moving to a mix of paid and charitable roles, including working on a science and technology summit that she hopes will be a British Davos. She's also a director of a consultancy, chair of Liberal Tory think tank Bright Blue, and of Gender Equality Advisory Council for this year's G7, which will meet in Cornwall this summer, and on the board of organisations promoting London and British luxury brands. In counterpoint to the turbulent, transient worldliness of current affairs, work, constant travel and consumption is her search for otherworldly stillness. The Interior Silence is part lyrically written travelogue, part self-help, part meditation on family dynamics, part glimpse into the frenzied interface between politics and media. But it is the breathtakingly beautiful descriptions of holy places and holy people which remain. The chance to climb with her up mountain paths to patches of paradise where people devote themselves to working around the clock and across the globe for something outside time and beyond the world. Sarah calls her own religious faith a low-key Church of England faith, inspired by the wonderful architecture of Norfolk churches. When I worked on the Telegraph 25 years ago, my colleague Simon Heffer always took his wife on a tour of Norfolk churches for her summer holiday. At the time I thought that sounded dismal, but now it sounds like heaven. The Interior Silence, 10 Lessons from Monastic Life by Sarah Sands, is published by Short Books in hardback for £12.99.